Cool. Wow.
Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-A-D. And it gets destruction, cause you know that we are blessed.
We are blessed.
Fathers of the ghetto, and he's pressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. All the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.
Mad Dads all over the nation, M-A-D-D-A-D-S, Men Against Destruction, because you know that we the best. Welcome, everybody. What's up, Florida? What's going on, Iowa? What's going on, Nebraska? What's going on across the country, Buffalo, New York, everywhere? How you doing? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, sitting here with my producer. She has gave me some stuff to talk about. That happened in February 2013, but we're going to talk about what's going on in 14 and 15, too. Big up to my producer. How you doing this morning, this evening, this afternoon?
This afternoon. I'm all right.
Hey.
I don't know how I'll be this evening, but well, hopefully I'll be the same.
You know, I feel like it's morning. I feel like I just got up. Man, my goodness. We're looking for the outreach team to call in and check in and on to this thing called gun violence. We got a lot going on. So I'm going to ask my producer to make sure to call the outreach team, have them done, because we're going to talk about what's going on. President Obama, he came to visit the city of Minneapolis in February of 2013.
I remember that.
And the city had been cloned as Murderapolis in 1990s, when the homicide rate had went above that of New York City. Matter of fact, I remember in 1990, it was 1998 when CBS News interviewed me on Broadway, and it was the first time that I'd been, well, actually the second time that I'd been on national news with Katie Couric and the rest of that team.
Oh, yeah?
As they talked about the crime, and they interviewed us right on in front of McDonald's. I had the ambulance, and we were out. We were doing outreach, and they asked me some questions. They also talked to some of the officers and rolled with them. Now, there's been progress when it comes to reducing gun violence, and that attention caught the attention of our president of the United States, and he came to visit us and to take a tour and also talk about the nation's gun laws. Our gun laws are complicated because we need to figure out how to get the guns off our streets. And at the same time, we don't want to give money to people with old guns just so they can go buy new guns. And people that have guns that are doing crime don't want to give them up. And if you're going to give them money, they're just going to buy more guns. So there's so many ways that guns are getting into our community, and it seems like it's complicated, and there's some things that need to be done to stop it. So we know that at the time when the president came, RT was our mayor, and he said that there's only so much that you can do at this level to prevent illegal guns from getting in the hands of kids, the mentally ill, and people who shouldn't have them. And that's, you know, you think about it. There's people that are mentally ill, and there's other folks that shouldn't have guns in our community. But the White House had praised Minneapolis for a youth violence initiative the city launched in 2008 that has had success. And it was called the Blueprint. And the blueprint was a part of a committee that I was a part of, and it actually done some things in the community to make a difference. And so I believe that, and I want my callers to chime in, and all you have to do is push one to chime in when you're ready to talk. There's got to be a solution to guns in our community. Now, the city of Minneapolis had spent $800,000 on guns and ammunition in the last few years. And at the time, our Mayor Ryback said that gives the city power to get tough with gun manufacturers who don't meet the city's standards of safety. And also, there's too many loopholes in the law that are going, that need to be closed in order for us to solve the crimes that we're solving. We got to close the loopholes of these guns in our community. That's critical. That's important that we must do that. I just had a mother meet with me today. She met with me and she said, my son shot somebody. Mm. And they just kicked in my door and roughed me up. And she showed me a scar on her shoulder. And she's a really small, elderly kind of a black woman. And she said, I got to find my son because I don't want my son to get hurt. And hopefully we can find him and get him into the hands of an officer that can help. As a matter of fact, I did talk to one of the lieutenants, and they're willing to help us do that. But I don't want anybody to get hurt. But, you know, kids, you got to think about when you do crime, and if they come into your house with your address on your ID, and that's where your mama's at, there's a possibility that they're coming in looking for a killer. And they don't know that that's your grandmother, your mother. They don't know who's got the gun. So when you do stuff, think about what you do. And so many of our kids don't even think about the harm that comes to children and adults and innocent people when we do things. I'm going to a caller with the number of 5737 and see what you've got to say about gun violence in our community. 5737, welcome to Blog Talk.
What's up,
BJ?
How you doing, man? This is Lonzo. I'm the supervisor with Minneapolis Mad Dad, man. And I'm really worried about our community, man. You know, these guys don't understand. I tell talk to my mentees, and I explain to them all the time that doesn't it look funny that all of a sudden, back in the day, a revolver was the biggest gun a kid could have, a 22 or 32, or you know what I'm saying? Now these kids are getting Glock 9s and extended clips, and if they're not understanding that there's a reason for that. You know, they want us to come together and hurt each other. I mean, they don't go outside their community with their guns. They don't run around and do the things they do with their guns, man. You know, and like you said, they don't understand the ramifications of the situation and how their choices could end up hurting one of their little sisters or brothers. You know what I'm saying? Like we just heard about a young man who got his baby mama shot shooting up the house. You know, my kids live on the next block. They could be on their way to the store or on their bike. Or just, you know, on their way, walking around with another one of their friends. We've done overnight day camps with the same kids in the same community. Well, I know those kids, man. They all run around in their little neighborhood right there, and they play together. You know, and they could end up catching a stray bullet just because situations be done. These young men are just, you know, it's really sickening that they are, you know, not paying attention to the choices that they make.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. And one of the things that I want to say, Lonzo, I'm going to take you off because of the noise back there, but I just got a very sad news. I just got news that Craig Wilson was found dead on the floor in Chicago this morning, and he is the brother of K.G. Wilson. And so we want to give our prayers out to KG and his family. This is a brother that did a lot in the community. And to hear that his brother was found dead on the floor in Chicago just now, he just texted me. And we're definitely going to have to call him and give him some prayer because this is terrible news for anybody. You know, gun violence affects us all. And Lonzo, you're absolutely right. I want to thank you for the work you're doing. And tonight, you're going to be out on the streets reaching out to a community, reaching out to a neighborhood to make a difference. We're going to contact some community leaders. We're going to make sure that that you've got some flyers to take out. I'll probably try to connect up with you later to make sure that you got that. We're going to make it happen. So I thank you for the work that you're doing. We're going to go right to another caller at 0479. You're on Blog Talk Radio. I'm sorry, that was That was 0479. You're on air. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on air.
Yeah, hey, this is James Martin. I got the phone from Alonzo. He told me to call his number. He didn't tell me what it's for.
We're talking about gun violence in the community, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, so
and what you can do about it, Mr. Martin?
What should we do about it, or what are we doing about it?
No, what should we do about it, sir?
What we should do about it, I mean, you know, we're making a step doing it right now, is getting out here, you know, talking to these young guys, you know, and just thinking that they just believing that this is a way of not a life, not knowing who all they're destroying and what all loved ones they're destroying, and just, you know what I'm saying, leaving their kids behind, going in jail, killing sons, you know, mothers and sisters and daughters just out here missing their loved ones, and they just confused. So we out here trying to speak to them, trying to get them to realize what they're doing and how much lives and they're destroying.
No, you're absolutely right. And want to thank you, sir, for calling in. One of the things I want to say is that when we talk about loopholes, there was a person that killed his mother, shot her to death 14 years ago, and was committed to the state psychiatric hospital. And however, last year, he was able to legally purchase 13 guns, including an AK-47. His record is one of 168,000 so-called suspense files, which are incomplete. And these files mean that these people can go out, purchase a weapon, and harm somebody. This is dangerous. How many people do you know that have a gun but don't have the sense that they need to respond properly with that gun? And so many are fighting for laws to be laxed in terms of guns. People are buying their consent to carry and getting all that. And we don't know what drugs they're on. Some of those people may be on Prozac or whatever it may be. And it's just some people have anger issues. They don't need weapons on them because they will make rash decisions and hurt people when they don't need to be hurt. Gun violence is serious. It's affecting our community. We just left a house where that house had been shot up not only once but twice. And those parents are trying to deal with that, but they can't deal with it. How can you live when you go to a house that's been shot up, and how can you sleep at night? How can your grandkids, your grandbabies, you can't afford to move, and people just shot the house this morning at 5:30 in the morning as people are sleeping. They know you're sleeping. What are you trying to do? What is your goal when you know that there's kids in there? So we've got a problem. We've got a serious problem. And so our Chief Harteau seeks to reassure the Minneapolis residents about more gun violence, and overall shooting calls in the city have increased 23% so far this year over the same period last year and are up nearly 48% over the number reached by this time 2 years ago. And so it was only hours after she walked the streets on the north side on Wednesday. Three women were shot and wounded. And, of course, the timing of the shooting was disturbing. I was walking with her when that happened. Matter of fact, we went back out on the streets a few weeks after that, and we took the chief, and she actually met the parent and one of the women that had been shot on that block. And it seems like to me, and I'm a spiritual person, so I give the devil some credit, but it seems like to me every time we do something good or something great, it seems like mayhem shows up. And I hate to say that because there's so many great things that are being done that the news doesn't cover, and that some of these great reporters that we love and hold dear don't get a chance to cover the kind of news that we'd like to see them cover. And so we get caught up in a situation. But I'm going to go back to one of my callers here. I'm going to go back to Lonzo. I'm going to go back to you. And are you on the line? Is that you, Lonzo? Okay, so I have somebody else. Who's 9016?
That's me. My name is Dorsey. I'm on the Dorsey. Minneapolis, man.
Hey, Dorsey, how you doing?
What's going on? I'm blessed, man. We out here on this Peace Bus right now, and I'm listening to the call and what's going on. I did my part. I'm trying to do my part. I wrote a book called One Way, and it's very in there about the guns and all that, the gangs. And I just did the curriculum, trying to help get these kids, because they're looking up to their big brothers right now with these guns and all that. And if we don't give them something different to look up to, that's the route they're going to go. I don't think these guns in these kids' hands are coming out the stores. But I knew we got to stop whoever bringing these guns in. That's where we got to do it. I got my own cable show called One Way Production, and I put it out there on the cable show, and I put it out there on Facebook to the gang leaders. Because I know when I gangbanged when I was a kid, if them leaders told us to stop shooting and put some guns down, we'll have to put them down. We have to stop. But I haven't had one leader get back in touch with me, so I'm trying to do my part, do my best, man.
Okay, so you see, you haven't had a leader get in touch with you about what now?
Yeah, I put it out there on Facebook and on my show that, hey, let's sit down, let's talk. We can figure this out, because I know in my heart that if they tell them kids to stop that killing and to put some guns down, they're going to listen.
So not one leader has called you back?
Not one. And my sorrows and my prayers go out to Brother KG, too, for his brother. And I'm hoping his brother can die with gun violence, too. But Chicago, everywhere, is just crazy right now, man. And I put it out there. It's on Facebook and everything. Can I sit down with you gang leaders, either on camera or off camera, and let's talk about how we can stop this? But no response.
Why do you think they haven't contacted you?
I don't know, BJ. It was hurt just knowing that nobody even got back in touch with me. Not one leader. And maybe because they loving it. Maybe they putting the guns down. I don't know. But it's bad, man, because they're going to, we're losing babies and grandbabies now. And back when we came, man, we respected people, grandmas, and, you know, and today there's no respect nowhere. It's just out of control, man, you know.
You listen to Blog Talk Radio. That was Dorsey with the book One Way. He's on outreach with the team. We're going to go to... we have a call on hold, 5737. 5737, you listen to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. I was just sitting here thinking, man, my condolences go out, man, to Brother KG, man. And, I just buried my son a couple of months ago, my cousin a month ago, you know, and I do know that, it's a really horrifying thing, you know what I'm saying, to get that news. You know, Chicago is just like out here. It's just like out here, man. You know what I'm saying? What I don't understand is that why is everybody so, you know what I'm saying, so afraid to speak up about what's going on around their own neighborhood. You know, I hate the fact that everybody wants to speak up when somebody in their family get hurt or somebody in their family get abused or beat down or shot. You know what? This is the time to speak up about what's going on in your community to protect your kids. You know, people talk about how they want to protect their kids. They love their family. You know, sometimes you got to sacrifice who you are. You got to get out there, and you got to put your face out there. You got to put your name out there to say the same way we do, the same way you do. You know, the way to talk to these people. We're not telling you to go out and get all up in their face, but just stand out there, you know, with other brothers and sisters in the community and tell them that you care. A lot of these young men out here, they angry and they frustrated. They don't have the things they ain't supposed to have in their home because their parents don't have jobs or they housing situation, their houses don't look nice or, you know, they love things more than they love people and they don't care. They don't care. And I remember that pain. Whether, you know, I had a mom that went to work and a dad that went to work and I had things, but at some point, as a child, I didn't care if I lived or died. I didn't care because nobody told me that they cared about me. You know what I mean? Nobody let them know that, look, we care. We want to help. You know, put the guns down. Let's talk. Let's try to get you the resources and the things that you need so you keep a smile on your face. You don't have to be so angry. You know, I was saying earlier that doesn't it strike you strange that these kids, these babies, 13, 14, 15 years old, are getting automatic weapons with extended clips in their hands? Some of those kids close their eyes when they hear a firecracker pop. Imagine, you know, how they react to a gunshot. You know, these people just, they feed in our community with drugs and violence. That stuff's not coming in from these kids. Like you said, somebody needs to be held accountable at the top. At the top where, you know, how is it we get all these drugs in our community? The new drug in our community is heroin. It ain't cocaine anymore. It's marijuana and heroin and these pills and this embalming fluid called wet. These kids are high off of things that we would never even touch until we was in our 20s and 30s. Now they're getting it at 14 and 15 years old. You know, somewhere along the line, we need to come together like back in the day, man. I couldn't do nothing three blocks away without my mama fatted out. Now everybody want to close their shoes and go in and out their back door so people won't know they're at home.
You're absolutely right. We're listening to Blog Talk Radio with Alonzo. Thank you, sir. Thank you for being a supervisor and reaching out to the outreach team. They're going to be out all day today. They're going to be out tonight, too. They're going to be out, and that's the kind of work we do. People say, well, how often are you out? We're out every day. We've been out every day this week. I'm going to somebody who's been on hold for at least 16 minutes, and that is 2143. You're on the line, Blog Talk Radio, 2143.
Hello.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
I'm all right.
That's a familiar voice. I'm doing great.
Yes,
you got a,
it is.
You got a question or comment?
Yes, I do. I have a couple of comments. One thing is I know we talk a lot about people are scared to say stuff about, you know, when people when they know people are holding guns and people are shooting people. It's like they forget that you can call anonymously. Like, no one really have to know because one thing I'm noticing that happened, people don't call in because it's not happening within their family or their friends. But then as soon as you don't call in, those same people down the line, it winds up happening to your family and your friends. So I just think everybody should stop being so scared, I mean, and pick up the phone because it's coming to all of our friends and all of our families now. Another thing I wanted to say is, like, I think it's time for these neighborhoods, us to come together in neighborhoods because if we were real good at neighborhood watching, that, like on my mom's block, they watch each other. You know, so if something strange was happening, the other neighbors would call the police. She wouldn't even have, like, something happened upstairs for my mom while she was asleep. She didn't have to call the police because the other neighbors noticed it and called the police themselves. So, like, we all come together and start really watching each other's back, maybe some of this stuff will start stopping because they'll be nervous. Okay, these people might not see you, but someone else may see you.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I have, Sarita, thank you, and thank you for all the work you're doing with the Moms Division and what you're doing with the kids. And we're looking forward to the Cupcake Girls coming back soon. And so we thank you for that work, too.
Yeah.
And all that you do in the call center, don't laugh. You know, I knew I shot a low blow at you, though. But that's all right because I know that you will handle your business. We're going to get back to Sarita later in the show. Right now I want to talk about some of the political officials are a little frustrated, too, with the court sentencing. They feel that the judges aren't giving strong enough court sentences for illegal guns. And earlier on, Minneapolis City Council President Barb Johnson criticized the judges for issuing probation instead of prison sentences in way too many cases. And in one case, 24-year-old Joseph Lee Smith was charged with murdering a man with a gun in North Minneapolis last week, and when he was on probation for conviction of gross misdemeanor gun possession. So a lot of these folks are getting out and they're doing damage to the community, and it's not good at all because it's important to understand that if you have a gun on you and you've been convicted of it, it's more likely that you're going to use it. You're going to use it to hurt somebody. So, judges, we need your help, man. These police do all this hard work in the community to get somebody locked up, and then we need your help to help us to know how to take care of these individuals when they go to court. We're going to go to a caller at 6139. 6139, you've been on hold for a couple of minutes. How you doing? And welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads.
Grace and peace to you. This is Apostle S.B. Barber, founder of Stop Bullying Now Movement, and I am pleased to join this conversation. Brother VJ, thank you for real talk. Thank you for real talk.
Well, thank you, because number one, you know, I'm a former guest of your radio show. Matter of fact, many mornings we have had
Absolutely.
Great conversation together, and I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to me specifically about, because bullying has a big piece when it comes to gun violence. People don't understand how the connection is, but I want you to talk a little bit about how the connection works.
All right. Number one, as I was listening, a couple of things. Let me correct. We caught the information regarding our brother KG, the death in his family, that murder, and the correct name that was listed is Gregory Wilson, not Craig Wilson. So we had to correct our information, too. So I'm passing that on just in case you didn't know that. Also, when it comes to mental illness, I heard someone talking about that. We have this issue, and we are really rallying in against that and taking a stronger look at what's being put in the hands of these young adults that also is being made accessible to the children that are in their homes and what our children are exposed to, and the trickle-down of this effect, the social media hype that's going on right now. Even before this outbreak began to happen, the social media at this point has become the hype, the reality show that our young people are fueled by. When they can take the nonsense and the death, people dying right in front of their faces, being shot right in front of their faces, challenges being made where, you know, flammable fluids are poured on someone and then they're set fire, and all of this is going on. So it has set a tone and an insensitivity to much of what we are dealing with right now. And so if we are not speaking up and out even about that versus turning the channel, moving on to the next social media hype, and we're not responding to it, then we're also responsible when our voices are silent. I heard the gentleman say, you know, no one will come and meet and talk about what's going on. Then we heard the female say, there was a time when your neighborhoods were on watch. I am on the board of Harrison Neighborhood Association. Before I stepped foot on that board, when I came into the community, I went and knocked on the doors and made sure that my neighbors knew who we were. Now, I'm not telling you this works for everyone, but we're talking about solutions and what can we do. There's a lot of transition in neighborhoods, so you're not going to always know who's there and even why they're there. But making your presence known, letting them know, listen, I don't want to get in your business, but just so that you know, here's the Crime Watch person's name in our neighborhood. Or, on the other hand, if you go out of town, you can feel safe enough to call someone and say you're going to be out of town, so you don't have to be concerned about someone breaking in. But learning how to communicate with one another apart from when there's a crisis in the neighborhood, even with our children. Mad Dad, hats off to you all when you started out a week ago at the bus stop with those young people getting on the bus. My goodness.
Well, you know, I want to thank you very much. Tell people how they can get in touch with you and get connected with you.
Stop Bullying Now Movement on Facebook. You can follow the page, Stop Bullying Now Movement, and also GMN Live TV. And, yes, you did ask the question about the bullying, the violence that it is. It is driven by violence. It is learned behavior. And again, even with our school system, which we're interacting with now, the schools want to know, what can we do? So we're in a good place. The dialogue must continue. And hats off to all the comments and this discussion. It can't stop here. Gun violence.
I want to thank you very much. I want to thank you so much. We're going to get you out with our theme song. We're going out Mad Dads nationwide all around the country. I want to say good big ups to everybody. Stop the Bullying Movement. Check it out. Check my girl out.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, because you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto, and he's pressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Mad Dads, how you feel? On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, in jungle fighting, serious, I'm so for real. Tell me, what was I to do? All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.